I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon is still reeling from the horror of last week's ISIS attack. Alarm over religious tensions between the Sunni and the Shia is growing. Smack dab in the middle of it all, Kids Alive International. Literally. Jed Hamoud says their project is sandwiched between the Sunni and the Shiite neighborhoods. Their kids are diverse, and people see that because of Christ, each one has hopes for the future. And he says that has the potential to unite a country. And if you ever had a once-in-a-lifetime moment, I mean, if you haven't, here's your chance. Allison Wilson of Orphan's Heart says they're taking a couple of teams to South Africa next fall, and there's still time for you to join them. Meeting physical needs isn't really the only thing Orphan's Heart has in mind, because their priority is an introduction to Christ. Now, the South Africa trips won't take place until September and December of 2016. You can learn more about both of the stories you've heard today at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer.